Moving on.
Just some background. We talked to you about this last year. Jennifer, why don't you bring up the map? Just for those of you that weren't here last year, and just a kind of update, we purchased this pipeline system from Kerr McGee in 2002, and at that time we inherited two transportation contracts for oil and gas recovery firms, and entered into an agreement with Kerr McGee that was subsequently assigned to their successor, a company called BESA, for the transportation of water from Possum Kingdom to their well flood operations throughout Stevens County. Since we acquired the property in 2002, we've undertaken a great deal of maintenance. It's very clear to us, or became very clear to us, that the operations of the facility were subsidized by something other than the transportation fees. And as we watched the performance of the pipeline financially over several years, it became obvious to us that we needed to do a couple of things. Next slide, Jennifer. This is the financial performance, actual performance in 2009. And just to give you a frame of reference, the three years prior to 2009, we lost approximately $200,000 a year in both fixed and variable costs. Variable cost essentially represents the cost of electricity, and the fixed cost represents our maintenance operations expenses. The line is 30 to 40 years old. It's subject and prone to leakage and other issues, and so we've had to be very diligent in keeping it functional. The board meeting last year, we proposed that we would do two things. One, we would establish uniform and consistent rates for entities that took delivery of water through the pipeline with the three different firms. We actually had originally started with three different transportation costs. So we standardized last year, set consistent rates, and you can see that from 2009 to 2010, we improved our performance by a little over $100,000. And our proposal back then was to cure that deficiency by fiscal 2015. What we're bringing to you today is a rate adjustment proposal. Next slide, Jennifer. 2010 rates are there in that column, the highlighted column. 2011 is the increase. You can see down at the very bottom, it's a pretty significant increase, almost 40% on fixed costs and roughly 16.5% on variable cost. Kind of gives you an idea of just how underperforming those two areas were. Of significance is the fact that in 2012, we will be renegotiating our electric contract, and we feel that there's substantial savings available out there. So even though we'll have to continue to increase fixed cost, we may at least have variable cost under control. And I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Yes, who are the customers for this pipeline? Who's buying product from it?
There's three companies, one Baseline, the other BESA, and Northridge. BESA is the successor to Kerr McGee and is the largest customer. But they're all oil and gas water flood operations. They're going back into older oil and gas wells, injecting water into the formation and extracting whatever they can.
Didn't we have one of the customers appear before us and said that the water was going to cost them to put them out of business or something?
BESA was here last year. We provided this analysis to them almost 2 weeks ago. They have been paying the fee this year. I'm not saying that they like it, but you know, we've been very transparent in our analysis and told them that we didn't feel that our water customers should subsidize their business activities into the future.
Well, is Breckenridge taking any water off of the system now?
No, sir. We have two municipal customers. One is Stevens Regional, Stevens County Regional, that has piloted a advanced treatment water plant, and will be beginning construction very soon. And last year at this meeting, you waived the fee to municipal customers in order to maintain the ability for them to deliver competitive retail water to their constituency.
Okay, so this rate increase applies only to commercial?
Commercial and agriculture.
Okay.
And the predominant customers are the three oil floods.
Jim, this is basically a revisiting of what we talked about last year.
Yes, sir. It's just that we're trying to make this facility right. I say it's one that I don't think we really appreciated the magnitude of operating a pipeline of this age when we acquired it in 2002.
Any more questions for Jim?
Is it more expensive to make? Has it got a lot of leaks and so forth that we had to spend a lot of money on, or what?
I'm not saying that it leaks, but anecdotally, I would suggest to you that we have a couple of spots along there that when we had bought it, probably would have qualified as a wetland.
Good enough.
But that has subsequently been cured, and that's part of the expense that we've undertaken and the ongoing expense that we do.
Anybody's got their own tap, do we?
we have some concerns. We've seen some rather sporadic usage of the line over the last 6 months to a year. There were taps that were granted to individuals that gave easements to Kerr McGee, and there are other taps that we're aware of that may not be metered, and we are undergoing a little more diligent review of the use of the line to make sure that if someone is taking water from it, they are paying us.
What do we do if we find that someone tapped it illegally?
We haven't discovered anyone yet. We are doing some investigation on a couple that we're aware of, and we're considering what our remedy would be. Essentially, they're stealing not only the transportation costs but also water.
Any further questions?
This is an action item. I've got a resolution that will do John Hawes proud.
Jim, if you read the resolution, please.
Be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that effective September 1, 2010, for fiscal year 2011, that a fixed rate of 0.0112 per barrel, the equivalent of 0.266 per 1,000 gallons, or $86.74 per acre foot, to be applied to the amount of water contracted by any customer invoiced for transportation and using the West Central Brazos Water Distribution System in a variable rate of 0.0233 per barrel, the equivalent of 0.555 per 1,000 gallons, or $180.80 per acre foot, to be applied to the amount of water delivered to any customer invoiced for transportation and using the West Central Brazos Water Distribution System are hereby established. And be it further resolved that effective September 1, 2010, for fiscal year 2011, that the fee charged for customers who access the West Central Brazos Water Distribution System for well drilling purposes or who have water made available at the Veal Parks pump station be set at $1,175.
Heard of reading the resolution, is there a motion to adopt? Or is there any discussion?
Just one question. They'll be paying $180 an acre foot then for water taken out of the system.
Actually, if they have it delivered to them, it's $86 plus $180, roughly $270 per acre foot to deliver water through that system, plus the cost of water.
That's a good price.
we watch the utilization of the line fluctuate with the price of oil and gas.
The chair will entertain a motion to adopt.
So moved.
Moved by Ball, seconded by McKnight. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer DeCluet.
Yes.
Director Zaccanino.
Yes.
Director Christian.
Yes.
Director Adams.
Yes.
Director Ball.
Yes.
Director Barr.
Yes.
Director Bell.
Yes.
Director Belt. Director Bennis. Director Brashears?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Here, yes.
Director McKnight?
Yes.
Director Scott? Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Steinmetz?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director Ward?
Yes.
Bill, it's 4 p.m.
Okay. We can...